بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the points on the basic rulings and principles of fiqh. The basic rulings, principles of fiqh, beneficial and eloquent classifications and differentiations by Sheikh Abdul Rahman bin Nasser al-Sadi rahimahullah and its explanations. The third foundation, المشقة تجلب التيسير, hardship brings ease, وجميع رخص الشريعة وتخفيفاتها متفرعة عن هذا الأصل. And all the permits or dispensations of Sharia and the lessening in their degrees of ruling branch from this foundation. So this foundation is hardship brings ease. Ease is the origin of Sharia. قال الله تعالى, the verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 185. يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. Allah intends for you ease, and He does not want to make things difficult for you. وقال الله تعالى إن سورة البقرة, in Surah Al-Baqarah chapter 2 verse 286. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. Allah burdens not a person beyond his scope. وقال الله تعالى in Surah Al-Talaq verse 7, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها. So the second verse, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها, in Surah Al-Talaq 65 verse 7, Allah puts no burden on any person beyond what He has given him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also stated in Surah Al-Hajj verse 78, وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ وَمَا جَعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ مِنْ حَرَجٍ. And He has not laid upon you in deen any hardship. This is the point of evidence in this verse. So these verses and others are proof for this great foundation that the origin in Sharia is ease. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, يَسِّرُوا وَلَا تُعَسِّرُوا وَبَشِّرُوا وَلَا تُنَفِّرُوا. And bring ease and don't make things difficult. وَبَشِّرُوا, and give good news. وَلَا تُنَفِّرُوا, and don't make people turn away. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also stated, as in Sahih al-Bukhari, إِنَّ الدِّينَ يُسْر وَلَنْ يُشَادَّ الدِّينَ أَحَدٌ إِلَّا غَلَبَهُ. Religion is very easy, and whoever overburdens himself in this deen will not be able to continue in that way. Then it is of two types. Hardship is of two types. One that is inseparable from the worship, such that worship cannot be done without it. Like the fasting during times when it's hot. Like the hardship in jihad like the hardship in Hajj. These do not entail lessening of hardship. These do not entail lessening of the hardship. The second is hardship that can be is separable from worship, such that the person may do the worship without it. And this has in itself three ranks. First, its degree is great, intolerable. So this necessitates lessening of its degree. Like, for example, taking the ritual ghusl bath in cold days. So should then this be necessitated to take this اغتسال, this bath, this ghusl? And like, for example, an ill person who may be harmed by fasting. Fasting becomes haram in his case. And another fears for his life if he goes for the congregational prayer. Maybe destroyed, maybe killed, maybe. So, this necessitates lessening. The second, that it is slight hardship, tolerable. The second is being slight hardship and tolerable. This does not necessitate lessening. Like light headache for a fasting person. Like the hardship of making wudu and taking a bath during winter days. The third one, its degree is between the previously mentioned 2 degrees, between being great and intolerable, and that where it's light and tolerable. This is in between. This, the ruling will take the closest in resemblance. If it's close to the great hardship, then it takes its ruling. Forms of ease with hardship. First, the lessening can be by way of dropping the obligation, by way of dropping what's obligatory. First, it could be by way of dropping what is obligatory. Like the unobligation to make the Hajj for the person who is unable. Like dropping the congregational prayer, dropping the obligation on the ill person for congregational salah. Second, the lessening can be by way of minimizing the number. lessening by way of minimizing the number, like the number of rak'ahs for the traveler. Third, the lessening can be by changing the obligation by that which is lesser in magnitude. Changing the obligation by that which is lesser in magnitude. Like changing the wudu and ghusl with, or substituting the wudu and ghusl for tayammum. For tayammum. Also, substituting the standing in salah with sitting when the person is unable. And like substituting the fasting for the ill person by feeding. The fourth situation, fourth form, by delaying or early proceeding, like the combining the prayers. Here, in this case, the person does that which is easier for him. The person does that which is easier for his condition in terms of the combination. The fifth situation or fifth form is changing by way of changing the form or the description of the worship. The form and description of the worship. Like the Salah of Fear. The Salah of Fear came in different ways. If the enemy is from behind, if the enemy is in front. No. It came in different ways, depending on the situation. Where is the enemy? The sixth case is making the unlawful permissible with necessity, in case of necessity. Now, a very related matter to what we are discussing, a very related foundation from Sharia, a great one we need to mention, is that إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى إِذَا ابْتَلَى الْعَبْدَ قَدَرًا خَفَّفَ عَنْهُ شَرْعًا. Remember this great foundation. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests and tries the person by way of pre-decree, then he will lighten things upon him by way of the legal decree. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests the person by way of pre-decree, by universal decree, then he lightens upon him by way of legal decree. Example, so that you understand this great foundation. Al-faqir, poor. Allah tested him qadaran, universally, by his pre-decree. But he does not necessitate upon him hajj. So he lightened upon him shara'an. He lightened upon him the legal decree. You understand? Another example. The ill person who cannot stand up, he prays sitting. If not, then he prays in accordance with his condition, on his side. Also, the ill person who cannot fast, then he makes up the fasting on other days. So all of these matters which are made light by way of the legal decree, because in origin Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tests the people by way of creation, the pre-decree, al-qadr. Is that clear now? We need to move on. Is this clear now? So therefore, all the Sharia is based upon worshipping none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this there is generosity. And there is also generosity in rulings and actions. Take the Salah, the five prayers. The mother of practical worship. The five prayers are easy. If you combine their timing all together, it will take 75 minutes. Given 10 minutes for each salah and 5 minutes for wudu. So this is easy with respect to the whole day. Another thing, it is easy since it is distributed over 24 hours period, and that most of it occurs when people are awake, in the time when people are awake. Take another example. The due amount on zakah. The due amount on zakah. In gold and in silver and in merchandise, it is 1 in 40. 1 in 40. 2.5%. And this is easy. No hardship. Another thing in zakah, not all the wealth is subject to zakah. The money that the person needs for himself other than the gold and silver, there is no zakah on that. The third example, fasting. In reality, it is easy. 1 month of 12 months, you know, when you look at it this way. This is 1 in 12. 1 part to 12 parts. While the rest of the month, the person is free to eat and drink and enjoy the spouse as he sees wish, as he wishes. And even this one, which is out of 12, half of it is eating and drinking and enjoyment during the night. So it is easy, alhamdulillah. Take also the fourth example, Hajj. And it's specifically mentioned that it is due only with ability being fulfilled. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah Al-Imran, chapter 3, verse 97, وَلِلَّهِ عَلَى النَّاسِ حِجُّ الْبَيْتِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ إِلَيْهِ سَبِيلًا. Because there is hardship in Hajj, in reaching Mecca and in performing the rituals. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made ease therein, where he conditioned this upon ability. Also, this is referring to things that are in origin. How about in occurrences? Things which may emerge and occur. For example, if the person, whether in a state of minor or major ritual impurity must use the water. But if he is ill and fears for himself, then he makes tayammum. And this is evident from the Quran in Ayat al-Tahara, in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 6. So Allah necessitated in this verse, chapter 5, verse 6, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا قُمْتُمْ إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ فَاغْسِلُوا وُجُوهَكُمْ وَأَيْدِيَكُمْ إِلَى الْمَرَافِقِ وَامْسَحُوا بِرُؤُوسِكُمْ وَأَرْجُلَكُمْ إِلَى الْكَعْبَيْنِ وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ جُنُوبًا فَاطَّهَّرُوا وَإِنْ كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَى أَوْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ أَوْ جَاءَ أَحَدٌ مِنْكُمْ مِنَ الْغَائِطِ أَوْ لَامَسْتُمُ النِّسَاءَ فَلَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فَتَيَمَّمُوا صَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا فَامْسَحُوا بِوُجُوهِكُمْ وَأَيْدِيكُمْ مِنْهُ مَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيَجْعَلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَرَجٍ ولكن يريد ليطهركم وليتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تشكرون. Oh, you believe, when you intend to offer the salah, wash your faces and your hands, forearms up to the elbows, rub by passing wet hands over your heads, and wash your feet up to the ankles. If you are in a state of janaba, sexual defilement, purify yourself, bathe your whole body. But if you are ill or on a journey, or any of you comes from answering the call of nature, or you have been in contact with women, meaning sexual intercourse with the wife, and you find no water, then perform tayammum, dry ablution, with clean earth, and rub therewith your faces and hands. Allah does not want to place in you in difficulty, but He wants to purify you and to complete His favor on you, that you may be thankful. Fallahumma lakal hamd. فأوجب الله الطهارة بالماء. So Allah necessitated the purification with water. But if the person is ill and fears himself for himself that the illness may intensify, or that the cure may be delayed and or may be harmed by the water, then in this case he resorts to tayammum, dry ablution. And in the authentic hadith that Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent him in a dispatch, then he went into a state of sexual defilement, and the night was cold. So he made tayammum and prayed with his companions, led his companions in the prayer. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, أَصَلَّيْتَ بِأَصْحَابِكَ وَأَنْتَ جُنُبٌ. Did you lead your companions in prayers while you were in state of janaba, sexual defilement? قال, he said, يا رسول الله, O Messenger of Allah, ذكرت قول الله تعالى, I remembered the saying of Allah in Surah An-Nisa 4:29, ولا تقتلوا أنفسكم إن الله كان بكم رحيما. And kill not yourselves, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most merciful to you. So فضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم تقريرا لفعله. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم smiled in approval of his action. Take another example in salah. It is mandatory upon the person in salah to pray standing in the farida. But if he cannot, then the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم told Umran bin al-Husayn radiallahu anhuma, may Allah be pleased with both of them, صَلِّ قَائِمًا, pray standing, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ فَقَاعِدًا, but if you are unable, then sitting, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَسْتَطِعْ, and in case you are unable to do that sitting, فَعَلَى جَمْب, then to your side, on your side. Take another example in zakah. If a person's wealth is not in his hands, he gave a loan to someone, then in this case, he is not told to go and borrow money so as to make zakah. However, he is held responsible to pay the zakah when he gets his money back. So if he has given loans, and they are, these people are rich, able to pay back, we say, then zakah on you is a due. But we don't make it binding upon you to give the zakah while indeed you did not, the money is not in your hands. You may defer giving the zakah until you get your money in your hands. And in terms of sawm, fasting, it's clear. And we gave the examples on the issue of fasting while the person is either ill, or in the case of the traveler, because it may be hardship upon the traveler. So Allah gave him the permit and eased it upon him to break the fast. In Hajj, it is mandatory upon the person to perform the Hajj by himself, if he is able, we said. But how about if he is unable, and he has wealth, money? Then in this case, he may delegate someone with his money to perform Hajj on his behalf. If he is ill and does not anticipate recovery, then in this case, he delegates someone to make Hajj on his behalf. A woman came to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and she asked him, إن فريضة الله على عباده في الحج أدركت أبي شيخا كبيرا لا يثبت على الراحلة. The obligation to perform Hajj upon Allah's slaves met my, or fell upon my old man, my father. Meaning it was due upon him. But he cannot hold himself on the mount. أفأحج عنه؟ Shall I make Hajj on his behalf? He said, نعم. حجي عنه. Yes, perform Hajj on his behalf. This is another ease. Also in terms of spending upon those who it is binding to spend upon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stated in Surah At-Talaq, chapter 65, verse 7, لينفق ذو سعة من سعته ومن قدر عليه رزقه فلينفق مما آتاه الله. Let the rich man spend according to his means, and the man whose resources are restricted, let him spend according to what Allah has given him. Alhamdulillah. There is no hardship in origin in this deen. All of it is ease, alhamdulillah. As to the previous legislations, there were hardships in some matters. As to the previous legislations, there were hardships in some matters. قال الله تعالى, describing the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 157, ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم. In Surah Al-A'raf, chapter 7, verse 157. Those who follow the Messenger, صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet who can neither read nor write, whom they find written with them in the Torah and in the Gospel, he commands them for al-ma'ruf, all that which is good, and forbids them all the munkar, all that which is forbidden and evil, and prohibits them as unlawful from the evil and all evil and unlawful matters. Now here is the point of evidence. He releases them from their heavy burdens and from the fettings that were upon them. Now, under this foundation, there is something, a branch of particular importance. If one seeks fatwa from two alims, two scholars, and both are reliable and fit to give fatwa, but they differ in the fatwa, if they are equal in knowledge and in deen, Then we have three sayings for the scholars regarding this matter. First, to take by that which is severe, because it is the precautionary, and the one which will free oneself of responsibility. This is the first saying. The second saying, to take by that which is more easy, the more easy fatwa, because it is closer to the objectives of Sharia, because it is closer to the objectives of Sharia. Because in origin, the free of responsibility is the origin. So we should not make it binding upon the slaves of Allah, except that which we are certain that Allah is making it binding upon them. The third saying of the ulama is that the person has the choice because of the opposition of the causes. Has the choice. Our Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah said, and the closest to me is that he should take by that which is more easy, because this is closer to the essence of Sharia. Except, however, if one does not feel comfortable with it, does not feel satisfied to that ruling, in this case he takes by that which is more severe and more satisfying. This is in line with the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, البر مطمئنت إليه النفس, righteousness is that which the self feels satisfied and comfortable with. وَطْمَأَنَّ إِلَيْهِ الْقَلْبِ, and the same with the heart. وَالْإِثْمُ مَا تَرَدَّدَ فِي الصَّدْرِ, and the sin is that which wavers in the chest. Similarly, if the textual proofs look to you as being in opposition, one is hard and the other is light or lighter. One is harder and the other is lighter. Then take by that which is lighter, because in origin the ease is the essence of Sharia. And also in origin is that the self is free of responsibility. No. Another matter now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala legislated for all these acts of worship which he talked about, from salah, from zakah, from hajj, from siyam, etc. Legislated causes which will help the person to carry them on and incite him to and motivate him to do them. Like the congregations in salah, in the five prayers, and on the day of Jumu'ah, and on the Eid days. Similarly, the nawafil and the sunnah before the salah, this is like a prelude that helps attenuate you to the salah. in Hajj, the congregation of people, and the merits of the worships, walking to the Salah, returning from Salah, all of these things are matters which makes the person eager to perform the worship. Not only that, but also the warnings and the threats of abandoning the worships and what that would entail from punishments. All of that is to ensure that the person gets the good and that he should not lax in attaining that which is good for himself in this life and in the hereafter. Also take the Siyam in Ramadan with people, with congregation. It's different from fasting alone. Look also about the Salah of Taraweeh in congregation. Different from praying alone. If you pray the Taraweeh alone, you will find it a burden upon you. But in Jama'ah, it is something different in goodness and in ease, to the extent that you enjoy it really and truly. If you miss the Taraweeh and you do it on your own, by yourself, you may even not complete it. In addition, all these legal excuses which Allah had given in case of incapacity, inability, absence of certain things, presence of threats, of harm, all of these fall as ways of help to attain that which is beneficial to man. The traveler, it's permissible for him to not fast, to shorten the prayer, to combine them if needed, to wipe over the shoes, on the socks, on the leather. On the boots, 3 days and nights. And the one who becomes ill or travels, all that which he used to do when he was in residence and in good health will be written for him. All the legal excuses with which the jama'ah prayers of Friday and the regular jama'at are dropped and taken into consideration. The forgiveness concerning light blood being filthy. Making sufficient istijmar, making istijmar, wiping the place with stones in case there is no water for istinja, to wash with water. The cats around us, not filthy as the Prophet ﷺ, because they go around you and around you. This is made easy for us. Also, the forgiveness concerning the mud in the streets, even though they... you may expect filth, because in origin it is tahir, it's pure, and from that the sufficiency of sprinkling the urine of the boy who did not reach the age of, or who did not eat yet, he's still on his milk, suckling milk. Also the forgiveness concerning his vomiting,
And vomiting in general is not najis, is not impure. There is no proof even for its impurity. Also, if najasa falls on one's clothes and the person does not know where it is, then he washes the place where he generally thinks that this is the place. And this is sufficient. Because if we say you must go with certainty, then this will not be attained unless he washes the entire clothes. And also, if it is not possible to be certain concerning the commencement of time concerning salah, then he works by that which is most likely. But if he discovers later that it was not the correct time, then the majority of the scholars ask him to repeat. Also, in Hajj, the mutamatta', the one who makes tamattu', and the one who also makes the qiran in Hajj, they achieve Hajj and Umrah in a single travel, instead of two travels, one for Hajj and one for Umrah. And that's why it is obligatory upon them to give hadi, sacrifice an animal. Why? As a gratitude for this ni'mah, for this blessing. Under this great foundation also falls making the unlawful lawful, like the dead meat, the meat of the dead animal, in case of necessity, of destruction, doomed destruction, and in case there is no other lesser substitute, and in case this would be beneficial for him to stay alive. If someone chokes, and there is nothing around him available except wine or alcohol, then he can take it in order to save his life. Takes that which is sufficient to clear his throat and to save himself from destruction. And from that is the offender's extended family who are required to pay in case the offender makes an honest mistake in killing someone, kills someone by honest mistake, or mistake made in a deliberate way, then they have to pay the diya, the indemnity. And it is deferred, and it is distributed on his extended family, and deferred for 3 years. The branches of this great foundation is great. And inshallah ta'ala, in what has been presented is a sufficient clarification. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.